Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gatzacker with WXPR News. The body of a hunter missing since November has been found in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Water rescue personnel pulled the body of 58-year-old Vladimir Ivanovich from the Cedar River near Stevenson after someone found the body around 3:45 p.m. Saturday. Police and volunteers had been looking for the Illinois man since he went missing in Menominee County while hunting. A medical examiner has ruled the death a cold water drowning. A new report says states that have resisted Medicaid expansion are putting kids at risk because not as many families are accessing consistent health care. Wisconsin is among those states, but expansion supporters hope the new stimulus bill will result in action. Mike Moen reports.
According to the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, Wisconsin's rate of uninsured children is at 3.8%. That's below the national average, but William Park Sutherland of the statewide group Kids Forward says Wisconsin is in danger of losing ground to other states that have now warmed up to the idea of using federal funds from the Affordable Care Act to expand their programs.
We are sort of an outlier state as far as having a pretty good, you know, rate for kids coverage and being a non-expansion state, but you know, that just means we could be doing better if we expanded Badger Care.
Wisconsin's number of uninsured kids has crept up in recent years, now standing at 53,000. GOP leaders say they'll reject the latest plan from Governor Tony Evers to expand Badger Care, noting the state doesn't have as many gap issues, while expressing concerns about federal funds drying up. But supporters point to the stimulus package signed by President Joe Biden, which includes a new financial boost for Medicaid programs.
That's Mike Moen reporting. Dentists in Wisconsin could soon administer the COVID-19 vaccine. The state legislature is scheduled to pass a bill today. It's a step that comes as the push to vaccinate people against the virus accelerates, and it's one of several coronavirus-related proposals up for votes. This bill has broad bipartisan support. About 20 states have already expanded who can administer the COVID-19 vaccine. That includes neighboring Minnesota and Illinois, where dentists are permitted to give the vaccine. Fewer than 2,400 doses of the precious coronavirus vaccine were wasted or spoiled in Wisconsin last month. The single largest case happened when an employee ruined vaccine on purpose. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. It shows that through February, there had been more than 1.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered in Wisconsin. Just over 2,000 were wasted or spoiled. That's a spoilage rate of 0.16%. There have been high-profile examples of large amounts of waste reported in other states. The Oneida County Health Department received a sexual violence prevention grant from the Department of Health Services. But what does that mean for high school sports?
When baseball, track, tennis, and golf start up this April, Rhinelander High School boys won't just learn how to master their sport. This season, they'll also learn about preventing sexual violence. The Oneida County Health Department and Rhinelander High School are collaborating to implement a new program in the school's athletic department. It's called Coaching Boys into Men, and it's been implemented in schools around the country to teach male athletes about abusive behaviors and when to intervene. Maria Otterholt is a community health specialist and the program's lead. She explains how the program works.
They're going to be going through their normal sports practice, but their coach is going to be having some of these conversations here about respect and integrity and what that means for a young man and how they can really stand up and make a difference in their community.
Otterholt says coaches can be really influential in the lives of young athletes. That's part of the reason why the program is so effective. According to an evaluation by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, athletes who completed the program not only knew more about abusive behaviors, but they were also more likely to step in should they witness those behaviors. Otterholt says sexual violence isn't a bigger problem in Oneida County than in other places, but that doesn't mean it's not an issue. Data show that a third of teenagers know a friend or peer who's been physically hurt by a partner.
It's going to be beneficial to these youth to start having these conversations now and prevent sexual violence before it ever even occurs in the first place.
The program will begin as spring sports get underway. High school coaches have already undergone training. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gatzacker.